tell me how a barber became a champion of literacy.
Isn't that something? I don't know if I'm... There's a lot of people out there that are bigger champions than I am. I had a barber shop. I still do. And I've been a barber now for almost a little over 40 years. But I always had books. I never had magazines, okay? I remember when I was a kid, I used to get a haircut. They used to have all these magazines, but they weren't the nice ones. They were crime and police gazette and all those type of things. And I said, I read them, but I wanted good literature. So when we had the barber shop, my customers wanted to borrow and read the books. And of course, I used to loan it to them, but never to be seen again. So that's where the idea came by. Friends were telling me, says, do you have these great books? Why don't you start a bookstore? And I did. I wanted to. I just didn't know how. I don't know anything about that type of business. One bookshelf, that's all I had in the barbershop. And then little by little, we expanded from one bookshelf to a second bookshelf to a third bookshelf. I had books and art all over that barbershop. You couldn't even see the paint. And people used to come in and see it because it was just like a little museum. Okay, they could find anything they wanted to there besides a good haircut. And I used to be very, very busy then because I used to do the haircuts, answer the phones, sell the books. And so, and I used to be just by myself. And we've grown since, yeah.
Customers still receive haircuts daily, but the store has changed its name to Martinez Books and Art Gallery. And these days, the barber chair often goes unoccupied as Ruben tends to the duties of bookselling at his main store and here at the new children's bookshop a half block away. And he's that rare kind of businessman who passionately promotes the competition.
So what you want is a library card, because a library card will take you further, will take you all the way around the world. Get a library card, okay, and go visit those gold mines. And remember, tell your parents to read to you, and you read to your younger brothers and sisters so you can have a good life, okay? Thank you very much for joining us. Now let's go see what we can do about you, okay? Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for being here in your bookstore, okay?